Rameyah's het was only on Yontif, not on Shabbos. And if the Gemara tell you, "Enich nami, hochi nami biyontif," I tell you, "Al Mishnah also only means biyontif." If you have the Arab inside the Migdal on Yontif and you lost the key to the Migdal, still the Arab is chal, because on Yontif, according to Rameh, you're allowed to break down the Migdal Mechila. Fred Gemari hochi, that's the pshat. Hainu diktoni law. Why did Reb Lez learn like this? Reb Lez learned on this din that Hainu diktoni law. Reb Lez oimer im biir ovad eruv eruv. If you lost your key in the city, then the Erev is called a good Erev. V'imbatsoda ovad, ein Eruv v'Erev. If you lost your keys, though, out in the fields, then the Erev is no good. Now, the pshat is, poshin, in the city it means, you have Eruv v'chatzeris. So, poshin, it means there's a shal of an inside song. So, if you lost the key inside the city, we have an Erev around. So, poshin is talking about on Shabbos, that in the city, if there's an Erev, you can carry the key, wherever you find it, to the house, that's why the Erev is good. Mashenka, if you lost the key outside in the fields, there's no Erev. Even if you'll find the key on Shabbos, you can't carry it, though, to open up the Erev. Therefore, the Erev is no good. Of the Kashmir is the Yom Tov, but if you're going to tell me our Mishnah is Dafka talking about Yom Tov, of the Mali Yir, Mali Soda, what do I care where you lost your key? On Yom Tov, you'll let it carry. So even if you lost your key out in the field, so what? But the Svar is maybe you'll find the key and you'll bring it back and open up the Migdol, so it should be Mutter even in the fields also. Elamai Lachurutzaraya, our Mishnah is talking about on Shabbos. If the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, then it's back to Kasha. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to break down this tower. If you can't break down the tower, so why is the Erev a good Erev? You can't get to it. Tirashi, V'yim b'sodeh ein Eruv v'yerev. Di nami mishkachas livni, you'll find the key, l'mos l'suyilei. V'givu machloikis b'dobre, three machloikis in here. L'tanakama bein v'yer bein b'sodeh Erev v'yeruvi. That's our Tanakama, the Mishnah. No matter what, the Erev is chal, why? To motzi sosilei. Like we said, Tanakama, according to Rameya. Because you're allowed to break down the door of the tower. That's why the Erev is good. Because he holds us also to knock it down. The less said Rameya. Reb Lezer now Mishnah that says the Erev is not chal, if you lost the key. Because he doesn't hold like Rameya. He holds us also to knock down the tower. So Manashek, now that you don't have a key, you can't get the Erev out of the tower. The Erev is not chal. The less said Reb Shimon. And even if you tell me, maybe you swear, maybe you find the key, but since you lost the key outside of another chotzer, you can't carry from a gag to a chotzer to kafir. Because Reb Lezer doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. Mashenken, Reb Lezer, the Brisa, Reb Lezer, the Brisa holds, Sovulok Reb Shimon. He holds like Reb Shimon. The what, Inami Reb Lezer, Mastis, Layari Masoda. He holds like Reb Shimon, the what, if you lost this key inside the city, even if you lost it in a karfif or in a chotzer, Reb Shimon, Shita was, you let it carry from a karfif to a chotzer to a gag. So in the city, the kids you can carry, bring the key to the Migdom. Mashenken, you lost it out on the fields, that's a karmelist there. There you can't carry into the city. So this is good if we're talking about on Shabbos. But if we're talking about Yom Tov L'churam, might ask you mean where you lost the key. The story is that maybe you find the key, so on Yom Tov you let it carry. So wherever you lost it, you carry it back. And the Gemara, I'll tell you like this. Chasurei Mechso, I'll tell you something is missing in our Mishnah. Vochik Toni. This is what our Mishnah is supposed to, what it was supposed to be pshat in our Mishnah. Nos no benigno. You put the Erev inside the tower. V'noyal b'fonav. And you lock the door. V'yovar amafteich. And you lost the key now. So the beginning is Shabbat, you do not have the key, you can't get in to get the Erev out. Is the halacha harei ze erev? This is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The erev is chal. Now the should say like this: when do I tell you it's chal the erev? The yomtiv, only on yomtiv. Why? Because on yomtiv he holds like Rav Meir Shita, you're allowed to break down this tower on yomtiv. So even though you lost the key, so what? You're allowed to break down the tower and get the erev out. So therefore the erev is chal. Avol b'Shabbos Mashenkin. In such a case happens on Shabbos, ein eruv erev. Then the Erev is not chal, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to break down the tower. So since you can't break down the tower, you don't have the key, you can't get in, the male of the Erev is not chal. Trashi ein eruv erev, the less led to Reb Shimon, well, the Shimon parakol, they don't hold like Reb Shimon yet. Vaita, Elv Shabbos ein eruv erev. Now, nimtza mafteach, let's say though later you find the key, since it's the male of the Erev is not chal, providing you didn't find the key. What about now in the middle of Shabbos you found the key? Nimtza mafteach, Bain Bier, Bain Besoda, Ain Eruv Erev. The Erev is not Chal. No matter where you found the key, even in the year, in the city, still the Erev is not Chal. So Rashi says, Pshan, this man the Yom is, Rashi, Ain Eruv Erev, the less led Reb Shimon, because it doesn't know that Reb Shimon Shita. So therefore, even though you found it inside the city, it's also to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, to a Gag, to a Karfif. So even though it's in the city, still you can't carry it back home. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Yoimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it depends. Be Eir, Eruv, Erev. If you found the key inside the city on Shabbos, and we're talking about you have Eruv, Chet Service all around, so it's only a Shali carrying it from one chutzur into another chutzur, that's Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, that you're allowed to carry from one chutzur to another chutzur. So if you find the key in the city, you're allowed to carry it back to your migdum. Mashen came by Sod, if you find the key outside in the fields, where there it's a Carmelist, and you can't carry in a Carmelist, then the din is ain't a Ruvi Erev. Fred Gemara, Zat Gemara, Be'ir, a Ruvi Erev. Why do we say if you find the key in the city, then the Erev is Chal, Mashem, you're allowed to carry the key back to the Migdal? Why? So Gemara, this man, Reb Lezal, is Kreb Shimon. The Yomer, the Shimon Shita is, Echad Gagos, all roofs, the Echad Chatzeris, all Chatzerim, they're not even though they belong to different people, and they did not make an Eruvi Chatzeris together. The Echad Kafifoi, again, the Kafif was a big open park that has Dalad Mechitis around it. So inside the park, you're allowed to carry, providing it's less than a base of sign. You're allowed to carry inside the park. You're allowed to carry. Now, the Shaila is, can you carry from a park into a chotzer, into a gag? Rav Shimon says yes. He says, Rishus Achasein is called one big Rishus, Lekelem Sheshiftem B'teichen. If you have something that the beginning of Shabbos was in your backyard, and that's the halacha. If you have a chair in your backyard, there's no shali, you let it carry it from your chotzer to your friend's chotzer, even though you didn't make it a move in chotzerah together. Because something that's in the chotzer itself, you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, to the top of the roof, to a kafif, you're allowed to carry. Yeah. Mashenkin, when do we need a move in chotzerah for? That's only something at the beginning of Shabbos was inside your house. If something, a chair or a keli that was inside your house, now it's a shayla. Even though you're allowed to take it from your house into your chotzer, but you can't carry it then from your chotzer into somebody else's chotzer, unless you have a ruvi chatzeris. Because something that starts out in your house is called privately for you. So you see it like in your rishus. To take it to somebody else's rishus, the rabbanon looks like he's carrying from one rishus to another rishus. That's a shimon shita. If the keli was in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, the chotzer is not called like a private house. So we don't really see it in your rishus. We stand seated in the chotzer. All chatzerim look alike. It's all one big rishus yochim. And all gagos look alike. And all kafifas look alike. So then look, the key at the beginning of Shabbos was lost in the chotzer, in a kafif, you're allowed to carry it from one kafif to another kafif to a chotzer back to the migdol. Mashen came by soda. Let's say you found or you lost the key outside in the fields. Then ain't a ruvi erev. The erev is not chal. Why? Because you can't carry it back. In the field, poshut means it's a karmelis. And there's an issim with the Rabbanan carrying the key through a kamlis. Zot Gemara to Rabbanan. And the Kurus goes according to Rabbanan Shita. That even though carrying through a field is only issim with the Rabbanan, there's only a kamlis, there's no issim, the right, there's no rishus or rabbin. So according to Rebbe, the Kurus still the Eruv should be a good Eruv. Because according to Rebbe, Ben Ashmosos, you allowed to do issim with the Rabbanan's Tzorach Mitzvah. So you would be allowed to carry the key to the Migdal Ben Ashmosos. The Lamai goes according to Rabbanan.
Yeah. What's the atmosphere doing here? Yeah.
The box says you take the seven. It's not the gay this part here. Okay, so this part of the Gemara, the box says take out. The file doesn't belong. It's not the gay. Your Kibigosa says take it out. Right. Yeah. Right. So Gemara, Rabba Barab Yosef Damer Tavayu. They both say, Hocha b'migdol shalait saskinen. I tell you, we're talking about our migdol is made out of wood. Hey, it's not like we answered before. Before we want the answer, we're talking about a migdol made out of bricks. And the reason why the Arab is chal, because according to a Meyashita, it's only piled up bricks, you can knock it down. Now he wants to say no. I tell you, we're talking about a migdol made out of wood. The migdol shall eat saskinim. The ma'asav a klihu. Rabbi Lezer holds in the Mishnah, the Arab is not chal, because even though it's made out of wood, it's also called a kli. The mele, ma'asav a klihu. No, forget, the Tanakam hold is called the Kli. And the Klal is, V'yein Binyin B'Kelim, V'yein Stira B'Kelim. Since it's only called the Kli, this Migdol, it's made out of wood, it's called the Kli. And the Klal is, there's no Wister Binyin or Stira on Kelim. That's why it's mutter to break down this tower to get the Erev out of it. Trashi V'yein Stira B'Kelim, V'boi Sosalei. Merely you could break down this tower. Omasov, Rebbe Lezer holds in the Mishnah, oilhu. No, it's not considered a keli. It's called an oil. That means like a binyan. In the Melo, there's an isser of knocking down a binyan on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't break into it. That's this machloikis. We're talking about it's made out of wood, and the shal of this wood, is it called a kli or is it called an oil? So the more of a plukta dani tanoi, the chur this machloikis, if a migdol is called an oil or called a kli, is told another machloikis tanoin. The tanan. Hikish agabe shida tevu migdol. Hikish means a zav. He has a zav, and he hit it with his hand. Hikish means like he took his fist and gave a knock down on a shade of teva migdom. It's a locha tumeim. It's mekabel tumah. Since the zav moves it, that's called like hesetoy shel zav, anything that moves because of the zav has tumor on it. Like Rashi says, hikish shashi zav viagroifoy. A person that's a zav, he is tumeh. If he gave a bang with his fist, agave shida teva migdol. He banged a chest or a tawam. Is a locha tumeim, says Rashi, mevnei shes seitan. Because he caused them to move. We're talking about his hands have like a cover over it. He had either the sleeves covered over. So there's no tumas maga. He didn't just touch it. He had to come on to he moved it. Now tumas hesed. He made it move. Or else the zav did not touch this chest. He just took a big stick to zav and gave a bang on this sheet of teva migum. So the kitzah was moved because of the zav. That's called tumas hesed. Anytime the zav steps on something or moves something, he's matan rebateras hesed. So here the mice was, the zav gave a big clap on a sheet of teva migdal. What the smak like is? The Tanakhama says to Meim, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Shimon Matarim. They say, no, it's Torah, it's not makabel tumah. So what's the machlokes if the migdal is makabel tumah or not? My la bokim, if we get the Kurta machlokes, is like this. Ma saw the klihu. The Tanakhama holds us called a kli. Therefore it is makabel tumah. O ma saw the oilhu. And Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Shimon holds, no, it's not called a kli. It's called like an oil, like a binyan. And the Havimina is, if the Zav moves the binyan, there's no Tumas Hesed by a binyan. I'll tell you, there's only a Tumas Hesed if he moves a Kli. If he moves an oil, there's no Tumas Hesed. So, that's the Machlekes here. Is this Migdol, this big Migdol, is made out of wood, is it still called a Kli, or is it called an oil? Trashy oil who? Vulei Mekabel Tumah, that's the Havimina. That if it's called an oil, it's called like a binyan, like a house, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. So, Frati Gemara Omer Abaya. But Tizbro, is this true? Are you going to tell me that an oil is not Mekabel Tumas Hesed? I'll bring you right not like that. That even if it's called an oil, a house, if a Zav moves the house, it's also Mekabel Tumah. But Tanya, we learned. Oy hail, if you have a good oil, a good house, a good tent leg, beneath it, and the Zav moves it, gives a bang on it, that makes no thing move, you should know, tell me, it's Mekabel Tumas Hesed. Kli, let's say you have 100% good keli here. Vienna Nisit, chveis, the Zav gives a bang on the floor. But the keli does not move, is a locha Torah. You see, claw, it's not tully if it's called an oil or called a kli. It's tully lemaisa, does the zav move it or not? Anything the zav moves is has tumas hesed. What's not moved because the zav has no tumas hesed. So it's not the machlekes if the migdal is called an oil or not. It's not tully, that's not the machlekes. Shrashi v'tizbru, the tainim v'shemoyo v'laboyelu, is that the machlekes? I bring an order, v'nisa. Shena tekua yof, it wasn't, not, they have this oil, but it wasn't solidly in the ground. It wasn't tekua tied down well. Okay, shemakish boy, when the zav gave a bang, nisit, the whole oil moved. In such a case, it's tomeh. What about v'im kliyu? Mamash is mamash a kli. Shema chubav tekua, let's say you put up a kli, or you covered harb, it's very heavy. Shena nisit machmose tor. That even though the zav gave a bang, but the kli did not move, it's a nice heavy kli, it's taka tor. So you see, it's not totally if it's a kli or not, it's totally if it moves or not. Yeah, Ukatoni Sefer says, V'yimhoyon nisot in tumeim. Anything that moves because the zav is tumeh. Zeha klal, nisot machmas koichoi tumeh. Kozman is moved because of the zav's koich, like the zav gave a bang on the kli and the kli moved, or the oil moved, is tumeh. Machmas roder tor. Let's say the Zav just gave a big bang on the ground. And because of his bang on the ground, that like shook the ground. And now the ground shakes the oil. That's like called Koyach Koychoi, that's Taketor. That's called Machmas Roda. Trashi Zeh Klau. Nisat Machmas Koychoi, Shetzat Esa Kli. The Zav moved the Kli itself. Oyal Oil, Mamish, Anitka, Mimashova, Mashum. That's Tomei. Machmas Roda. Sheh Tofach Baragla Bekarka. The Zav gave a big bang on the floor with his feet. Or machmas ninu akarka, because he made the ground shake, nisat akli. That made the kli move. Is afal pisha nitak min earth, even though the kli moves from its place of a tor. still the kli is not makabel tumas hesed. Why? The koyach koychehu. That's called an indirect koyach of the zav. That's not metamid. Depends if the zav makes it move directly, it's makabel tumah. If it's an indirect movement of koyach koychehu, it's torah. So the more ella teir pshat like this elam rabaya. The kula yalma hesed machmas koychehu tumi machmas rode torah. That everybody holds. Here we're talking about the machlekes where he hit the shade of Teva Migdol. That we said this first bright Tanya. Hikish agabe shade of Teva Migdol. That was machlekes if it's Tomei or it's Tohor. What's the machlekes? A modern case where you didn't, the Zav did not hit directly the shade of Teva Migdol. He just gave a bang and it made something shake. But it shook machmas koychei askinim. Hovokem iflugi. The mass sover heavy hesed. That's called like koychei. Or mass sover loy heavy hesed. It's not called koychei. So Rashi, what's the case? The kulu yama filu of Nechemia hesed mamish machmas koychei tomer filu oil. Everybody holds. If the zav makes it move directly, even if it's an oil, still it's makabel tumah. Now what's the machlokes here? Forget machmas rod the torba filu hu kli. If it's an indirect movement, even if it's a kli, it's also torah. What's our machlokes? Berodo machmas koychon shehekes shaleya mamish. He mamish hit the shade of the migdol. V'loy nitkan and it didn't move. V'loy hustu el rodo. That's the pshat. He mamish gave it a bang. He hit the shade of the migdol, but it didn't move from its place. It only shook a little bit. It like just a shook. That's all. But didn't uproot from its place. It didn't move an inch from its place. It just gave it a bang and it just shook a little bit. That's the machlokes. Is shaking something called nisid that it's moved because of the zav or not? That's the machlokes. V'ochais berodo machmas koychei. He mamish gave koychei. He mamish hit the shade of the migdol, but it didn't make it move from its place. He just make it shake a little bit. Rod, it just shook a little bit. So the machlokes, if shaking something, is that called tumas hesed or maybe no? Tumas hesed means dafka has to move out of its place because of the zav. But our core part of it is you have no machlokes. What we want to say, pshat now Mishnah is you have this migdol made out of eitz, and the machlokes on the kama hold is called a keli, and a keli there's no istira on a keli, and your blezos know it's called an oil, and there is a istira oil. So the while we have no raya for our machlokes. So the Gemara umasnisin, but my mukminin law, how do you learn pshat now Mishnah here? The Gemara baye verova the yamri tavayu. I tell you, b'manel v'korto b'misnaskinin. We're talking about you had a manel, you had a lock on it. Or if it wasn't such a good lock, it was just tied down with strings. V'korto b'misnaskinin. But we're being chosen now. The Poshup Shan now Mishnah, even though the migdol is made out of wood, still is called an oil. It's called a binyan. So rather to be an issue, be right to knock down the migdol on Shabbos. Because it is the stirot on a binyan. Now what is our Mishnah? What's the machlokes now, Mishnah? Well, you have this migdol, and it was locked up with a lock, but it's only tied down with string. That's what we're talking about. B'mano v'korto b'mistas, tied up with string, askinim. Oboi sakinu l'mistake. And in order to open up the string, you have to take a knife to cut the string. That's the shailam. Now, Tanakama sovolok Rebbe Yossi. V'yoma kol akelum nitolam b'shabes, chutz v'mester agodl v'yesa shemachresha. Now, the shailam is, you have to cut open the string. Now, l'maisi, you are allowed to cut string on Shabbos. That's the mice again. Anytime you have a bakery, if you buy cake from the bakery and you have a string tied around, you're allowed on Shabbos to take the knife and cut the string. You're allowed to cut string on Shabbos. Alright, I shouldn't say all cases, but in the case where, at least for mucking, food is tied up. If the ksharim there is not a kesher shokayama, there wouldn't be an issue derisa of untying the knot, then you're allowed to cut the string. So the mice here, you're allowed to cut the string here. Now the shailah is, you can't do it with your hands, you need a knife. Is it muta to touch a knife, to take a knife, to cut the string? The Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yossi, it's not muksa. That the only time something is muksa machlas chor kis. You can't use a big butcher's knife, or a big master hagodom, or a big sword, that's muksa machlas chor kis. That big knife you can't use, you set it aside and have to use on Shabbos. But a normal knife, it's used to cut meat, just like you cut meat with it, you're allowed to cut something else with it. It's not muksa. That's the Tanakama. So tomorrow, for Reb Elezer, now Mishnah, the next Monday, Reb Elezer, that says you can't open up this knot on Shabbos, you can't tie it, you can't cut it open, why not? So will look Reb Nechemya. He holds like the Nechemya Shita, that's a shalah for Muksa to use the knife. The Yomer of Nechemya Shita is, Afilu Talis, and Afilu Tarvin. It's even Kalim that you're allowed to use, like a Talis, and a tav and a spoon, and he told him el l'tzarach tashmishon. You're only allowed to use a spoon on Shabbos for the tzarach of eating with the spoon, to do the tashmish of the spoon. Who are then to wear a jacket? You're only allowed to pick up a jacket. I'm not to wear it. Let's say you want to take the jacket to put down on the floor to sit on. It's also according to Nechemia. You're only allowed to move kelim for the tashmish that the kli is oimit for. So if you want to use a knife, is oimit to cut meat, to cut food with. It's not oimit to cut string with. So according to Nechemia, you're not allowed to use a knife to cut open the string. So that's what Reb Lezer holds is an isamuk's involved. That all you have to do is untie the knot. True, but your hands, you can't do it. So you have to use some kelim to cut the strings. Without, you're not allowed to touch a knife to cut the string, therefore you can't open up the string. The Tanakama holds on, no? We don't hold such a Vaitig Gemuk, so we don't hold like a Nechemian. We hold Kozum on the Kli as a Mlachta Leheter. You could do any Tashmishim you want with it. Lav Davka the Tashmish that's Oymed the night to do. Even here, to cut something else is also Mutter. That's the Machlokes. But according to everybody, you have to be able to see yourself eating the Lechem, eating the Erev, Ben Ashmoshes. It's only a shell is a mutter to break open the lock to get inside or not. Tanakam holds, you are allowed to untie, cut the string, and according to Reb Lezer, it's also to cut the string. So the Mishnah. Nizgalgo chutz letchum. You have your Erev, mamish, you put the Erev, the lechem, outside by the Pai Mama, exactly the last point where you can make the Erev. And nizgalgo chutz letchum. Now before Shalva, the lechem rolls out of the place. It goes further than your place. And chutz tchum, it goes out of the apayimama. Or else, nofel olot gag. A gal means a bundle of stones fall on top of your lechem now. Or nisra, or else your lechem got burnt up. No more erev there. Or else truma, you put out truma there, then it's mas, and the sheriffs touched it, and became tamei. Now that the truma is tamei, it's not edible for anybody, even a kohen can eat it, therefore bad, it's not called an erev. It is a loch like this. If these things happened before Shabbos started, that the Erev rolled out of the Tchum, or else the Gal covered it up, or else it got burnt or became Tomei, is Mela Ein Eruvei. The Erev is not Chal. Because about Bein HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, you don't have the Lechem there. The Lechem is Tomei, the Lechem is burnt up. You don't have an Erev there. What about Mishach HaShechem? That means at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was good, the Lechem was there. Afterwards, at night time, then the Erev got burnt up or rolled out of place. Then her raised the Erev. The Erev is Chal, because that's the law. Harubei Tchumim is Chal Bein HaShemoshes. If at that second of Bein HaShemoshes, the Erev was Chal, once it's Chal, it stays Chal the whole Shabbos. Even if the Erev gets lost or you eat it up later. What about in Suffolk? You have a Suffolk, you don't know when it happened. You put the Erev there on Friday afternoon. You come back there late Shabbos night or early Shabbos morning, and you see now your Lechem is burnt up. And you don't know when it was burnt. Was it burnt before Shabbos, or was it burnt Shabbos by night? Does you have a Suffolk if the Erev is Chal or not? What's the loch by Suffolk Erev? Is Reb Meir Reb Yudah Oimrim Harezeh Chomer Gomel. Chomer Gomel means he's like a donkey and a camel together. In other words, he's a stuck. We go to Chumrah and say like this. Really, the person's house is over here. That's where his house is. Now, he put his Erev out here, a Pai Mama, 2,000 Amas, out of the city on this side. Now, we don't know which one of the two places really is a Shvisa. Maybe the Erev was Chal and will look like he's living all the way outside the city over here. Really should have a payimama from this point all around. He could walk a payimama, but the other side is no. Maybe the Erev was burnt up before Shabbos. Then where is he kind of shvisa here at home? If he's kind of here at home, here he should have to be able to walk a payimama each way. So lemaisa we have a suffix which one it is. So all we mat him to walk is just from here to here, back and forward. That's all he can walk. Because the monashef, no matter which one is chal, he's allowed to walk from here to here. Because these two are a payimama. But to walk an inch further, he's also. Because maybe the Erev was not Chal, and his Shvis is back at home. So if his Shvis is back at home, he can only walk this way, our Payimama, which is punk exactly where the Erev was. Now, if he wants to walk this way, away from his house, leftwards, we have to be choshen, no, maybe the Erev was Chal. On the side, the Erev was Chal, he's living here on Shabbos. So how far leftwards could he walk back? Only to his house, that's our Payimama. But to walk an Amma past his house, it'd be usher. So if kids said you have a suffix of the Erev was Chal, we don't know which of the two places you're kind of Shvisa, we have to go to Chumrah. And you're only allowed to walk in between your house and the Erev. No other way can you walk. You go to Chumrah. Thus hat Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. Amar Reb Yosi said no. No, Reb Meir Reb Yudah Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon, Suffix Erev Kosher. Min HaSuffix go to Kula. Poshut kosher means that you name on the Erev was chal, and from this place of the Erev, you have a right to walk another paimama. Even though it's only a suffik, it's a suffik in the Rabbanan, and you can go to Kula. Omer Reb Yosi, Avtumis Heyid over Nedis, Mishun Chamisha Zekenim, Al Suffik Erev Shekosher. He said over Nedis like me, but when you have a suffik, if the Erev was chal or not, Ben Ashmoshes, you don't know if the Erev was burnt up yet or not, you can go to Kula and say the Erev is chal. Let's see Rashi. Nizgago Chuslet Chum Enu Erev. Hoyu v'yesh mi beisoy shulan shom. You're really in your house. Ade ruven tu v'yeriv. Now is yosim apayim mama. At the beginning, you put the lechem exactly apayim mama out of your house, so you're allowed to walk to the eruv. Now the eruv was as galgul rolled another dal damas away, so it went further. Then you can walk now. So if b'shas ben hashmoshes and before ben hashmoshes the eruv rolled those dal damas, the eruv is not chal. Because you're not allowed to walk to where the Erev is. You can't walk past Alpayim Amma. And the Mamonashach, Kolecha the Kornish Shvisa, Iba Beisa, Iba Erev, Le Moslem Ez Le Mishkal. He can't go and take this Alechem. He can't take it. Nofel Olav Gamal Farsh Begumara, the boy Yomorah Bechatzin Lefnuye, will soon say, Yavim Locha Vlo Shvus. We're talking about a case where the stones fell on top of it. You have to take a hatchet or a shovel to get it out. And then there'll be an Issa Binyan or an Issa Harisha, there'll be an Issa Duraisa. So that's awesome, the right to take out the lechem, the Erev is not chal. Truma v'nitmas l'chaz l'lididei l'lechrini. Even a current kini truma to meyim. Meshach ha-sheicha, kva akon Erev ben ha-shemoshes v'shabbos ha-yel v'hutru hutru. If these things happen first, late in the middle of Shabbos, after nightfall, it's already chal, the Erev is hutru the whole Shabbos. Sofik, im boi yoyim in Meshach ha-sheicha, l'lach ha-reza chom ha-gomul. That means the mesafkalon, ikoni lei ze Erev, v'hochi hevi beisoy. It is kone outside in the field. But he's not allowed to walk a paimama from his house and further. No, maybe the Erev was not chal. And therefore, where is he living? At home. And he has a paimama from there. He can't go past the Erev at all. You can only walk between your house and the Erev. Like you're holding a camel and a chamor. Shachamor hurlich lefonov. The chamor goes forwards. V'zeman higoy. V'hagamol u'mashach v'tzarach lefanas lefonov le'achrav. And the camel, like pulling him backwards, he has to go backwards and forwards. In other words, you can't walk too far. So in a Suffolk Erev, either you go to Chumra, and we don't know which one is Chal, you have to be Machmir, or else we go to Kula. So the Gemara, Nizgalgo Chutz Litchum. The first case is what? That the Erev, the Lechem, rolled another Dal Damis, a Chutz from Yotchum. Omar Rava, Loishonu Elish Nizgalgo Chutz Liyar Bamis. It had to go 4 Amis away from the place where you first put it down. Avlotech Dal Damis. But even if it rolled 2 Amis away, 3 Amis away, Abit, not 4 Amis away, then it's still Chal the Erev. Why? Tech Dalamis is Hanoisin Erev Yeshua Daladamis. Because that's the locha. Wherever you put down your Erev, the Rabbonin gave you a radius of Daladamis all around it, it's considered like your Malkim Shvita. See, even though you're not allowed to walk there, but within your Daladamis, it's still considered in one place. It's called the Erev in the Malkim where you were. Sidrashi Hanoisin Eseruve. Hoyov in Eskava Likna Shom Shvita Yeshua Arbamis. Tohoyo Vahano Arbamis. Mivlo bitchum, heavy look at chum, it's like one chum. We have a kenosin as a ruby babayis, shebesoifat chum, shafilu elef amo, malach es kula, bechutzla paimama. So, when you put Yerev down, let's say you put it, we'll see the Gemara later about this. You put Yerev mamish in a house, even though from your city is a paimama way. Now, the paimama, let's say, ends mamish right here, in the middle of the room ends the paimama. The loch is, if the Erev is in this room, you could walk to the wall also. Because anything within a Rishus HaYochid is still like one Dal Damis, it's all part of your Tchum. Who are Dim Metchila? If you put the Erev outside in the field, when you put it down, Rabbani gave you Dal Damis all around you. All around you is still called in your Tchum. So Mel, if the Lechem will roll out 2 or 3 Amis, it'll still be kosher. Because you have, from where you put it down, 4 Amis radius all around. So it's only possible if it rolled out more than 4 Amis. More than 4 Amis, that's when it's possible.